what it means because it is so powerful. We are not begging when we plead the blood. Pleading, actually, in the scriptures or the governmental order of God, is a legal term. Somebody say it's legal. Oh, let me tell you something. It's legal and binding. It's so legal, it has all authority. It is so legal, it gets us into the very throne room of God. Pleading the blood. It's not just empty words. Pleading the blood. It means to plead my case. When I plead the blood, I am summoning heaven to plead my case. That's awesome. That means any time of the day, night, afternoon, y'all ain't saying nothing. When I plead the blood, heaven begins to plead my case. I have legal rights to plead the blood, and heaven, hallelujah, responds. Ooh, by pleading my case. It means to strive. It means to contend. It means to conduct a legal case against my adversary. I want you to see today a courtroom. But it's not on earth, it's in heaven. I'm excited already, even if you're not. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. When I plead the blood, heaven begins to conduct a legal case against my opponent, against the adversary. It means to dispute a case at law. If the devil calls me guilty, heaven says not guilty. If the devil calls me sick and afflicted, heaven says you're healthy and whole. If the devil says you're in poverty or want, heaven says you're prosperous, hallelujah, and wealthy. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Pleading my case. Pleading my case. Let's look at an example in Micah. Now, some of y'all got to go to the table of contents. Just go on there real quick. Be having us wait all day. Micah chapter 7. Or just wait till they get on the board. Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7 verses 7 through 9. Micah chapter 7 verse 7 through 9. We're going to look at, hallelujah, an example in scripture. Okay, it's on the board. So let's go. Rejoice, verse 7, what you got? I'm sorry, I started with verse 8. Verse 7, but as for me, I will look to the Lord and confident in him, I will keep watch. I will wait with hope and expectancy for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. So don't get excited in what you're doing against me. When I fall, come on, somebody. I shall arise. Come on, you can't keep a believer down. He didn't say we wouldn't fall, but he said we would get up. Come on, somebody. When I sit in darkness, when I'm in confusion, when I don't know what to do, what? The Lord shall be a light. Ooh, this is talking with confidence, y'all. The Lord, y'all need to say that with me. The Lord shall be a light to me. Next verse. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. He knows that we have sinned. We have fallen short. We've gotten into doubt. We've gotten into unbelief. He understands that. So I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he, who? He, who's he? Until my God pleads my cause and executes judgment for me, not against me, even though I sinned. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He pleads my cause. I can depend on it. Even when I missed the mark, even when I didn't do it right. Y'all better come on up in here. Stop hiding yourself when you do something wrong. Cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he will come. Put it back on the screen. He will cause, hallelujah, until he pleads my cause, executes judgment for me. He will, come on y'all, bring me forth to the light, to understanding, to revelation, and I shall behold, come on y'all, his righteous deliverance. You better take your deliverance today. That's what we talked about at the altar. You got to learn to love yourself. God already know that we a mess. And though we get some things right today, tomorrow we'll get some things wrong. And it's not even deliberate. It's because some stuff we don't even know any better until light comes. That's why we in church. That's why we can't cast a stone against anybody. That's why we can't point a finger. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Don't judge me. Hallelujah. Just give me a little while. I'm going to get it right because I want to get it right. I might be a little confused right now, but I ain't going to stay confused. Ooh, I'm about to holler up in here. I'm about to run. Is that an awesome scripture of God? He said, I have sinned against him. Woo. But he's pleading my cause and executing judgment for me, not against me, y'all. And what that means right there, hallelujah, is the Lord is my divine righteous advocate. You know what that is? It's our family lawyer that never lost a case. He ain't got a lie. He ain't got to cheat nobody. Y'all better come on up in here. Y'all better come on. Oh, hallelujah. I just heard a testimony of this man who committed a very serious crime, was sentenced to quite a few years in prison. But when he got in prison, he got born again. I didn't say it play. A lot of them play, you know, to keep the gangs off of them. So they put a Bible in their hand so they won't, you know. But this man got born again. He got truly saved, born again. And so he happened to say one day after in his cell, he was studying the word, and he said to his cellmate, he said, I'm getting out of here. And the cellmate looked at him and said, yeah, right. You got a lot of time left. He said, no, I'm getting out of here. He said, what are you talking about? He said, God told me. He said, I'm a new person. I'm not that old person anymore. He said, God said, I'm getting out of here. He said, you ain't getting out of here. He said, yeah, I am too. He said, but while I'm still here, he said, I'm going to preach the gospel. So he started preaching the gospel. Before you know it, he was drawing people to him. And so long story short, all of a sudden, the warden calls him and says, they found some evidence that don't line up. And we got to let you go. He said, well, I ain't ready to leave yet. He said, what do you mean you ain't ready to leave? He said, I got a church up in here and I'm preaching the gospel. He said, you got to leave. We don't have any charge against you anymore. You got to leave. He said, I don't want to leave. He said, you leave and we're going to arrest you and get you out of here. But God vindicated him. He's a new creature. That's why you got to love yourself. Vindicate yourself. You're not that old drug dealer. You ain't that old drug dude. You're not that prostitute. You're not that loose man or woman. Come on up in here. Come on, somebody. You got a new name. God said, though you sinned against me, hallelujah, I'm going to take up your righteous cause. I'm going to forget about what you did as if you never did it. That's why we got to stop bringing that junk up and stop letting the devil accuse us. You ought to feel good about yourself every day on your way to. Don't wait till you get there. Enjoy the trip while you're going there. Let him take you through all of the things that he needs to take you through so that when you come out, hallelujah, you're like pure gold. We ought to give God some glory. That scripture right there, when the devil mess with you, turn to Micah, hallelujah, chapter 7, and say, devil, start reading right here. Don't rejoice over me, devil. You think you got me, you don't have me. I finally have forgiven myself. I've loosed myself from these shackles because Jesus said I'm free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. I'm not Saul anymore. I'm Paul. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Since the fall of man, you and I have been in dire need of a righteous advocate like the one revealed in this scripture. And over in the New Testament, I want you to go to 1 John. Glory to God. And let's look at what he's doing for us even right now. I love you, Jesus. The word, if you let it, will liberate you. Right there in that chair where you sitting. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Read it with me in the Amplified. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. My little children, I write you these things so that you may not violate God's laws and sin. But, somebody say but. But if anyone should sin. Come on, somebody. He said, don't sin, but if you do sin, we have what? An advocate. That's the one that will intercede, that will dispute a case of law against us. That one will come to our aid. He pleads the cause, the case. Is that right? We have an advocate, one who will intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ. He's our righteous advocate, y'all. The all-righteous, upright just who conforms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. And he, that same Jesus himself, is the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice. He is the substitutionary sacrifice. He died in our place. He died for us. Is that good? He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. Nobody in the world has to die and go to hell if they don't want to. He is the intercessor, the divine, righteous advocate. He takes up our cause. The moment we call his name, it's over, devil. Y'all ain't say it. I said, the moment we call his name from our heart, it's over, devil. That's why when you understand this by revelation, it'll hurt your heart to sin against him. Somebody that would love you enough to take up your cause even when you're wrong. You want to keep being wrong? What kind of foolishness is that? Something wrong with you? You need a brain transfusion. You would not want to act like that. Who in the world would love you enough to go to bat for you even while you're wrong? That's how much he loves us. That's why we can look at people and say, wow, I never killed anybody. I never did this. I never did that. And look at that person. They are murderer, they are whatever, and they got this powerful ministry because Jesus vindicated them. It's erased. So we might look at them as a murderer or whatever classification. We would put some of the worst things that could ever happen. But in God, they are equal. Joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Is that awesome? What kind of God do we serve that would take a mass murderer and they get born again and God says, you have a place in heaven with me.